Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, it is Friday, and classically, this is one of the most important broadcasts I will ever do, so I came in here and somebody had fiddled with the equipment, so I was unable to get on air. I should have done an air check before I started, but better late than never. I almost went into a complete rage because I was so focused wanting to go on air and cover the legislation that passed the Senate and the House yesterday, and is now headed to the president's desk. I spent hours last night and hours this morning analyzing it, and it is so much more horrible than even I thought that I am staggered right now. I am grieving, I am enraged, and I couldn't sleep last night. That's how bad it is. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is the 29th day of September 2006, 5 years and 2.5 weeks since the government-sponsored terror attacks of 9/11. You know, we could write a headline like, "The Day America Died," or "The Day the Bill of Rights Was Overturned," "The Day Bush Became a Dictator." But a fanciful headline like that doesn't even do justice to this. I saw a posting on a message board that's one of our message boards that said, it's like the whole country's on acid. And yeah, this is a, it's like a hallucination. For those of us that are informed, those of us that really know what's going on, those of us that spend time being somewhat up to speed on world events, it is, the word isn't even horrifying or nauseating. It's, last night, I sat there for several hours after the family had gone to bed. My wife was with me, and she was there while I was reading the bill. She was looking over it with me on her computer right next to me. I was reading all the different news articles. I got up this morning again and did several hours of research on it. I couldn't sleep last night, and I got up like five times in the middle of the night, and I never do this. And this is rare for me to get up once in the night. and I went in and looked at my children in bed. I couldn't sleep. I was, frankly, you know, having the thoughts of getting out of this country. My instincts were saying, get out, get out, get out. But there's nowhere to run. You know, this was Nazi Germany, 1937, and I could go to New York City. I could get out of here. If there was some place like America, I would. But there's nowhere to run, folks. Not New Zealand, not Baja, Mexico, not Costa Rica. It's so sad to see the end of the country. And I say the end of the country because when you actually read this bill, and it took me hours to read it, the final version they passed yesterday, and to go look at all the accompanying U.S. code connections, there's no way to even... I could write a book about how evil this 80-plus page bill and its addendums are. The long and short of it is they couldn't get all of Patriot Act 2 passed in, quote, Patriot Act reauthorization and expansion last year. And now they have gotten all of Patriot Act 2 passed and then added even more onto it. And it cynically, if you read it, does not block torture. And it does allow the secret arrest and torture and secret trials, kangaroo trials of Americans, of U.S. citizens. And it cynically then says it will punish enemy combatants if they torture. And it will, then it defines, it says the president or any of his designates will say who terrorists are. And it says anyone who influences government, anyone who yells at the government, it's in here. I've got it all marked. It's basically like that bill they had 3 years ago in Oregon. I forget the bill number. Just type in Oregon law to put you in forced labor camps because it's in the bill. And it said downloading music, life in prison in a forced labor camp. Illegal gun, life in prison in a forced labor camp. And this is forest labor camps. And then Senator Menace, state senator, that's not a pun, his name's really Menace, almost got it passed. You can go read AP headlines. It was also in the Oregonian. Basically, it's worse than that. And it takes hours to read this, much less write an article about it. Just when I think that I won't be shocked anymore, just when I think that things can't get any weirder. Meanwhile, Bush gets up and chastises the Democrats yesterday, who, by the way, the majority of the Democrats voted for this, about how they're not tough on terror and how he's delivered this big blow to the terrorist and now we're all going to be a lot safer. And there's multi levels to the spin. Then there's also a spin out there that this is a big defeat for Bush. This reaffirmed our rights, John McCain says, because John McCain's a man we can trust. This is like saying cutting your head off and dying gives you 20 more years of life. I mean, it's a total lie. Or it's like saying, you know, jumping into a middle of a steel smelting pit is going to extend your lifespan. It's a total lie. And I don't know what to, I'm just too blown away by this. Let me just read an article Paul Watson wrote. There's another spin that we're hearing, and that is that Bush did this so he can't be prosecuted for war crimes. Because it is war crime to dunk people into water. That's on a good day. Usually it's something else. It's a latrine. Until you start drowning and doing that over and over again. Or keeping somebody with a bag over their head where they can barely breathe inside of one of their favorite things is inside of a closet in the ground that is just big enough for the body. And then they have doctors come in every 3 days to put a little bit of food and water into you, and you're literally in a soup of your own feces and urine. And then they have the good old things where they rip your fingernails out. And then they also beat your wife and children and rape them in front of you with acid. And so they're saying that Bush is doing this so that he won't get in trouble if the Democrats take control of the legislative branch, and that's ridiculous. The Democrats aren't going to prosecute Bush for this. They're all involved. They're all in the same club. I mean, I guess it's a part of it because people finally said, no, you're not God. No, you're not the emperor. No, you're not above the law. The Supreme Court says you can't do this. You could get in trouble for this. So I guess at a certain level it's true. But no, this is so they can go on and go ahead with it. By the way, they just passed, the House has passed it, the Senate has passed a similar version, unlimited spying, no warrants on the American people. And incredibly, they try to spin this too as a defeat for Bush. Yeah. I mean, if I win a $50 million lottery this weekend, will it be billed as a defeat of Alex? I mean, this is just, it's like the war on drugs. They say it's failed. No, it's a great success. The country's gone. They say Iraq's failed. No, it hasn't. Breaking it into three parts. They've been there 3.5 years. They'll be there 20 years from now. 100 plus bill a year into private defense contractors, no bid pocket contracts. They're doing a great job killing this country. North American Union, open borders, everything else. I mean, the ship is on fire with big holes in it, folks. It's sinking. And I'm sitting here on the deck. Watching a bunch of yuppies tell me about UT football, and I just can't handle it. Paul Watson wrote this article, and this is not a shocker headline. This is actually what they've done. He's really crystallized it here. Bush given authority to sexually torture American children. The horror of shrieking boys, that's a quote, gets a rubber stamp from the bootlicking U.S. Congress and Senate as America officially becomes a dictatorship. Slamming the final nail in the coffin of everything America used to stand for, the bootlicking U.S. Senate last night gave President Bush the legal authority to abduct and sexually mutilate American citizens and American children. That's in the memos, folks. In the name of the war on terror, there is nothing in the detaining legislation that protects American citizens from being kidnapped by their own government and tortured, Yale law professor Bruce Ackerman states in the L.A. Times. Go read it for yourself. I can't believe what I read today and last night. The compromise legislation, they call it a compromise, authorizes the president. Here's the compromise. Before, they were going to shoot us in the head 400 times. Now they're going to shoot us 800 times. That's the compromise. Yale law professor Bruce Ackerman states in the L.A. Times, the compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants, even if they have never left the United States, and once thrown into military prisons, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or any other of the normal protections of the Bill of Rights. Similarly, law professor Marty Lederman explains, this subsection, II, of the definition of unlawful enemy combatant means that if the Pentagon says you're an unlawful enemy combatant, using whatever criteria they wish, then as far as Congress and the U.S. law is concerned, you are one, whether or not you have had any connection to hostilities at all. Yeah, it states in here, again, it has lots of flowery comments about your rights and your freedoms, and then it says that they can designate citizens as enemy combatants. And then it says that if you even try to influence politics or if you shout aggressively, let me find the actual section later. It's here in a huge stack. I'm going to go over all this. It says if you yell at people, you're gone, folks. You're gone to a death camp. You're going to be on a 20-hour flight to Eastern Europe. Good Lord. Well, I'm not going to shut up, and I'm not going to leave the country, and I'm going to fight these murdering terrorists. I mean, is there any doubt they carried out 9/11? Look what they're doing to our country. Look what they're doing to our border. Look at the North American Union. We're going into Nazi Germany. This is it. It's not a game. It's not a drill. It's not a joke. And I have no doubt, as arrogant as they are right now, they're probably getting ready to just blow some city off the map. Heaven help us. There's a bunch of cowards out there that are going to go along with this.
morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba in 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The hubris, the wickedness. You see, why I'm so upset is we know the president announced he was above the law. We know he announced he could secretly arrest American citizens and foreigners and secretly torture them and then have kangaroo trials. But to have the Senate, by a huge majority, what is it, 60-something to 30-something, I'll dig out the actual vote here in a minute, and to have the House already have passed this by a huge majority, when it clearly states, well, it rewrites the entire criminal code. It rewrites the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. It says that for any reason the government wishes, any time, they can secretly arrest you, they can torture you, and they can then have a kangaroo court secretly and then secretly execute you. I mean, you're never seen again. Now, here's the good news. They're going to have to implement this now. And it's going to show everybody exactly who they are, and they haven't gotten our guns yet. Though they're probably going to stage terror attacks, and that'll get a lot of people back in line. But I want those folks out there to understand this. You do not protect yourself going along with this. You do not protect yourself joining the system. You do not want to be part of this. I mean, I remember reading a decade plus ago about how the New World Order was going to turn us into a police state and secret arrest and microchips and North American Union. And, folks, it's all happening. You ought to see the news I've got in front of me today. I haven't even gotten into this yet. I am just completely, I'm grieving. That's the word. I'm grieving. This is horrifying. It's one thing to have a puppet president running around saying he's got dictator powers. It is another thing entirely to have them pass a act rewriting whole sections of law in 100% violation on its face. That's the thing. I got the New York Times, AP, Reuters. They all say, the Constitution is no longer in effect. It actually says that. And they say like it's good. They go, the president is now above the Constitution and he decides. Or his designates decide. And then they lie and get up there and go, this doesn't affect citizens. Well, yeah, because when they snap their fingers, you're no longer a citizen. You become an enemy combatant. And it says it in clear black and white. And I'd say 60-70% of the news articles lie and say it doesn't. Still others boldly admit it and say it's good. And then maybe 10% come out and tell the truth. And the LA Times and a few other publications, and they tell the truth. This is not a joke. Just think about how they've already used the Patriot Act. They swore they wouldn't use it against citizens, and then all the headlines. Federal court rules it can be used in non-terror-related cases. Search that headline. States and locales increasingly using Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. Homeland Security visits toy store over Rubik's Cubes. You know, this is what we're talking about here. And just the arrogance of government. Now, when they have a backfire in a car in D.C., they shut down every school and don't let the children out until 7 o'clock at night. Yesterday in Florida, some scumbag shot two cops, killed one. So they locked down all the schools, and I was reading the message boards on the big news articles on the AP and other places, and it was saying, well, they haven't let us go, and it's 8 o'clock at night. And there's cops on the message boards going, shut up, you're lucky, we're here protecting you. Didn't used to do that in the past. We're all prisoners now, but it's all for our own goods. And Paul Watson goes on in this article. When we come back, I'm going to read his article. It'll be a while till I take calls. And I was going to have some guy on from Canada who called in yesterday who disagreed. And I'm still going to have him on if he'll come on later in the next hour. I've just got to cover this now. Wait till I read. I'm just gonna read all these articles. I just think it's best to hear them. And I'm also going to play this CNN clip, which you think is hardcore and truthful, but it doesn't even hold a candle to the blaze, the funeral pyre of our national soul. We are living in neo-Nazi Germany.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This new legislation that has passed the House and the Senate and headed soon to the President's desk, it could be as early as this evening, where you may sign it next week, basically states that if you protest a war, that then aids enemies and you're a terrorist, enemy combatant. It's all in here. Raising your voice is a terrorist. I'm going to go over the subsections. It is so much worse than Patriot Act 2. It's staggering. And they've gotten so deceptive that they spin it. Let me just start over with Paul's article. I'm going to read through it. Then I'm going to go to some mainstream articles. Bush given authority to sexually torture American children. The horror of the shrieking boys gets a rubber stamp from the bootlicking U.S. Congress and Senate as America officially becomes a dictatorship. And when Bush signs this, this will be the Congress actually giving him Fuhrer power, which is what the German Reichstag did. Reichstag. Slamming the final nail in the coffin of everything America used to stand for, the boot-licking U.S. Senate last night gave President Bush the legal authority to abduct and sexually mutilate American citizens and American children in the name of the war on terror. Because you see, folks, there is a doctrine they've written up that they were using that they claim they were above the law with. That then got challenged by the Supreme Court, and so they went and got it passed by Congress. Do you understand? This is not a tabloid headline or a shocker headline. This is actually what they've done, okay? quote, there is nothing in the detainee legislation that protects American citizens from being kidnapped by their own government and tortured. Yale law professor Bruce Ackerman states in the LA Times, the compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants if they have ever left the United States, even if they have never left the United States, and once throw them into military prison, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or any other of the normal protections of the Bill of Rights. Similarly, law professor Marty Lederman explains this subsection II of the definition of unlawful enemy combatant means that if the Pentagon says you're an unlawful enemy combatant using whatever criteria they wish, then as far as Congress and the U.S. law is concerned, you are one, whether or not you have had any connection to hostilities at all. And these are quotes from the document. We have established that the bill allows the president to define American citizens as enemy combatants. Now let's take it one step further. Turn the page. Before this article is dismissed as another extremist hyperbolic rant, please take a few minutes out to take of your day to check for yourself the claim that Bush now not only has the legal authority, but the active blessings of his own advisors to torture American children. The backdrop of the Bush administration's push to obliterate the Geneva Conventions was encapsulated by John Torture Yu, professor of law at Berkeley, co-author of the Patriot Act, author of torture memos, and White House advisor. During a December 1st debate in Chicago with Notre Dame professor and international human rights scholar Doug Castle, who we interviewed, by the way, Yu gave the green light for the scope of torture to legally include sexual torture of infants. Now, again, he wrote the memo saying they could torture children with pliers sexually, so Castle brings this up to him. Castle recorded this. Castle, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of a person's child, there is no law that can stop him. You, no treaty. Castle, also, no law by Congress. That is what you wrote in August 2002 memo. You, I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that. You can click there for the audio. So see, in front of, 800 people or something at a huge CFR meeting. This is Council on Foreign Relations, okay? Professor Castle, CFR. And he's saying, what are you doing? You wrote this. This is being used. Why are you... Because it's a longer clip than just what we quoted there. There's more to it. And he's like, yeah, he's allowed to do that. There's no treaty that stops us. So, if the president thinks he needs to order children's... I'm not going to read this on air. There is no law that can stop him after last night's vote. The Senate and Congress exemplified by sicko 16-year-old boy groomer Mark Foley, Republican Florida, has graciously provided Bush its full support for kids around the world to be molested in the name of stopping terror. Yeah, Barney Frank's allowed to have underage children in his place running a brothel, no problem. Use comments were made before the passage of the torture legislation last night. Up until that point, Bush had merely cited his role as director-in-chief as carte blanche excuse for ordering torture. Now his regime have the audacity to openly put it in writing, going one step further than even the Nazis did. Yeah, they, in arguments, in briefs to get the bill passed, they cited it. They're proud of it. They're openly announcing it. Again, for those who are still deluded into thinking the extent of pressure is loud music or cold water being thrown over Johnny Jihad in Raghedistan, consider for a moment the fact that your own Congress and President, who according to the Constitution are mandated to serve you, have just legalized abducting your kids from your home and electric shocking their body parts. Now that the criminals have declared themselves outside of the law, does this mean we'll see Bush barbecuing babies on the White House lawn? Of course not. But the policy of torturing children in front of their parents has already been signed off on by the Pentagon and enacted under the Copper Green Program as it happened at Abu Ghraib, and there's links to every claim we make here, where they admit it. Women who were arrested with their children were forced to watch their boys being sodomized with chemical glow sticks as the cameras rolled. Investigative journalist Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker reported the U.S. government is still withholding the tapes because of the horror of the soundtrack of the shrieking boys and their mothers begging to be killed in favor of seeing their children raped and tortured. This is official policy. Now, again, why are they doing this and letting this come out? Why do they write memos? They want to take you to the pit of hell. They're taking you right to the center of hell. You see, and see, it's meant to shock you. It's meant to mentally traumatize you. It's what psychopaths do when they get somebody in their clutches. They scare them. Sometimes they'll sit them down and show them a video of their last victim. It's part of the pleasure. It's the criminology. This is what psychopathic, bloodthirsty killers do. And it's meant to horrify and terrorize the American people and scare us. It's meant to be scary. It's meant, hey, we torture children. Okay? We kill them. You understand? We're taking over. We're the bosses. Shut up and take it. Cameras are watching you. The police have been brainwashed to do whatever we say. We're getting rid of your North American system. We're curating the North American Union. And we're bringing in one world government. And we're going to take everything you own, and you're going to be our slaves. We're going to have a national draft. Do you understand? This is 1984. Your government has just lobbied for Congress and has passed legislation to discard the Geneva Conventions and mandate all this. Pedophiles nationwide should rejoice. They can comfortably take a stroll down to the local swimming pool, grab whoever they like, drag them home, rape them and torture them, and then in their defense cite U.S. government as an example of how one should conduct themselves. This bill also retroactively gives Bush, the neocons, or any of their henchmen immunity from war crimes charges dating back to September 11th. Ask yourself why they would be so careful to protect themselves from accusations of war crimes. Could that possibly be because they are knowingly committing war crimes? The legislation of torture itself should be a criminal act. All laws that contradict the U.S. Constitution are null and void. It was once a law that black people were slaves. Is it a real law? Only by engaging in civil disobedience and refusing to tolerate or acknowledge the laws of a criminal regime that has greased the skids for sexually torturing kids, can we ever have a hope of returning America to its past glory? I remember talking to a national radio host and producer. He works for Sky. Let's see, he works for Fox, folks, over in England. I remember interviewing him, about a month ago? And he said, yeah, I was talking to another reporter. And I said, look, it's 1984. We're 1984. And she said, yes, but most people liked it in 1984. And Winston was a troublemaker. This is an educated woman. Okay? This is somebody who's read that nightmare. You see, people who are smart, they double think. This is scary stuff. So go ahead, listening right now, just decide I'm the bad guy. Decide all this is okay, and you can just rationalize it, decide you're part of the system, and just decide that you're going to go along with this. And that's what a lot of you have done. A lot of you have just made the decision, or you decide, I don't have any power, oh, stuff's bad, but that's so what. You know, there's a reason so many wealthy people, so many people in government, so many people who've been in government are moving to New Zealand and Baja, Mexico and Argentina. Even though it's a hellhole. And Costa Rica, and they're even going down to Chile. They're going even to Spain. It's because they know. I mean, at the elite cocktail parties, folks, they're just running around bragging. They are on massive power trips. If you look at the style that's back in, style always mirrors. And it's like big black trench coats and black knee-high boots. I mean, they're even starting to wear Nazi outfits on their off time. We're just, it's so painful. I love this country so much. And I want to see these criminals brought to justice. I want to see them brought to justice. Let's play this little CNN clip from last night. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. This is CNN covering one small facet of this. Go ahead and roll it.
Jack, I'm beginning to think maybe I shouldn't have done these interviews yesterday and today. Should I feel guilty?
You know, I don't know, Wolf. If war breaks out between Pakistan and Afghanistan, you know, you may have some guys coming by and knocking on your door asking for transcripts. Ordinarily, we don't do a question 2 days in a row, but this is important enough to be an exception. The House just passed President Bush's bill to redefine the treatment of detainees, and the Senate's expected to do the same thing tomorrow. Buried deep inside this legislation is a provision that will pardon President Bush and all the members of his administration of any possible crimes connected with the torture and mistreatment of detainees, dated all the way back to September 11, 2001. At least President Nixon had Gerald Ford to do his dirty work. President Bush is trying to pardon himself. Here's the deal. Under the War Crimes Act, violations of the Geneva Conventions are felonies, in some cases punishable by death. When the Supreme Court ruled the Geneva Conventions applied to Al-Qaeda and Taliban detainees, President Bush and his boys were suddenly in big trouble. They've been working these prisoners over pretty good. In an effort to avoid possible prosecution, they're trying to cram this bill through Congress before the end of the week when Congress adjourns. The reason there's such a rush to do this, if the Democrats get control of the House in November, well, this kind of legislation probably wouldn't pass. You want to know the real disgrace of what these people are about to do or in the process of doing? Senator Bill Frist and Congressman Dennis Hastert and their Republican stooges apparently don't see anything wrong with this. I really do wonder sometimes what we're becoming in this country. The question is this. Should Congress pass a bill giving retroactive immunity to President Bush for possible war crimes? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com or go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile.
All right, while that was playing, I was going through from page 66 on, trying to find the spot where it says yelling at government people, trying to influence them. It's just everything's an act of terror. And then there's these really sick subsections where it says it's restricting torture, and then it says it restricts torture by enemy combatants. It says illegal. It says alien enemy combatants over and over again. Alien enemy combatants. Alien enemy combatants are not allowed to torture, according to the Geneva Convention. Alien enemy combatants aren't allowed to kill people under... alien enemy combatants aren't allowed to wear a false emblem. You know, if you wear a police hat, you're going to go to a FEMA camp. Alien enemy combatants aren't allowed to shout at politicians and say mean. I mean, I'm sitting here reading this going, what? It's incredible. It's incredible. And they get on the news and say, a compromise, a defeat for Bush really showed him who the boss was. Let me read to you, start reading. This is the Associated Press, okay? This is AP last night, Senate OK's detainee interrogation bill. It's a long article, and this is the type of stuff that's in here. Let me find the part. Under the bill, a terrorist being held at Guantanamo could be tried by military commission. Under the bill, a terrorist being held at Guantanamo. So see, and it says this repeatedly. You are a terrorist when you're arrested, you see. Guilty until proven innocent. See, all the language is changing right now. And I saw this in multiple AP and Reuters articles. But these are talking points. This is government written. Listen to this. I've got the Washington Post here saying there is no more constitution or habeas corpus. But they report it like it's no big deal. Now here are some more fair headlines. Congress gives Bush the right to torture and detain people forever, and that's exactly what it does. Here's one by NewsHounds. Detaining people indefinitely, even after acquittal. Oh, yeah, that's in there. After you're acquitted, even if the tribunal happens to say you're innocent, they can still hold you. Plus, a little torture A-OK with Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist because we don't want them to have everyday rights. And of course, the stupid liberals at NewsHounds, I'm sorry to say that, may act like it's a Republican thing. The majority of the Democrats voted for this too, Bubba. Every Republican in the Senate voted for it, and most of the Democrats. I don't even know what to say at this point. Listen to this. Senate okays detainee interrogation bill. Oh, by the way, there's this one. I haven't even mentioned this. Wiretap bill sets up election year issue. It's passed now, too. And it says, quote, that the White House has had a victory here. The House approved a bill Thursday that would grant legal status to President Bush's warrantless wiretapping program. And then it goes on in this article and several others to say, well, he no longer has to follow the Constitution. See, they're just openly announcing it. And it's unlimited spying. And again, the unlimited spying was already going on. See, now they need to legalize it. They were already criminally doing it. And they used the illegal spying to make sure good branches of the government didn't stop 9/11. They use the spying to make sure other cartels that aren't part of their drug ring don't get to ship their drugs in. They use it to steal your new patent secret. Criminals run the NSA.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It says here that almost everything in this legislation that's about to go to the president's desk is the death penalty. Palanging an alien or unlawful enemy combatant who intentionally and in the absence of military necessity appropriates or seizes property for private or personal use without the consent of a person with the authority to permit such appropriation or seizure shall be guilty of offenses. And it, oh my gosh, I mean, it's like denying quarter. I'm trying to find the part I read this morning where it says yelling at politicians. Protected property, if you do something to protected property, you're a terrorist. Construction. I just can't believe this. It's just everything. Everything is terrorism. Attacking protected property. I'm just going to have to read like 10 pages of the bill on air later just to go through all this. And of course they mix it in with like murder, hijacking, and then next to it will be yelling at a protected person or yelling at a government official to influence them. Terrorist! Terrorist! And remember, U.S. citizens. And if you're such a terrorist, by the way, U.S. citizens can be designated as this, and have been, then they just simply come and pick you up and you disappear. This is also secret. Just, oh, Alex, you won't see him no more. It's like the mafia. Where's Luigi? Oh, you won't see him no more. Where's Carlo? Oh, you won't see him no more. This is just thuggery. I mean, if you've got such proof someone's a terrorist, such proof that, you know, it's ironclad, then allow them to have a defense. Allow them to, you're not allowed to seek habeas corpus, you're not allowed to go to a federal court, you're not allowed to tell anyone where you're at, you're not allowed to contact your counsel or media, nothing. There's no rights. You just disappear. And see, the reason they codify torture, waterboarding, severe beating, all this other type of stuff, putting your body in horrible, painful positions for days, that's now called pressure. And the law professors that have read this say that all it doesn't authorize now is rape and dismemberment, but I can't find that, and I read the whole thing. So, see, they have now just defined torture as pressure. And then the media keeps saying it keeps the government from torturing people, but everything that's actually restricted is it's a cruel little joke. It keeps saying enemy combatants aren't allowed. Alien enemy combatants aren't allowed to torture. Alien enemy combatants, or then it'll say unless prescribed by law, or unless it's medical. Oh yeah, at Abu Ghraib they do lots of medical. Oh, we have to do a surgery on your stomach. We're not doctors, but we're now going to strap you down and cut you open without anesthesia and then sew you up. I mean, that's like late-night horror movies where, you know, the lady's walking past the mortuary and the goons grab her and drag her in and they go, ha-ha, we'll do some surgeries, ha-ha. You know, it's Jeffrey Dahmer, oh, we'll do some for you, ha-ha, welcome. It's Mingala stuff. Those horror movies all come from real things. That is, they're based, their legend is based on something real. And whether it's Mingala or whether it's Jeffrey Dahmer, they like to do it. They like to do medical things while you're gagged, or they've got you in a deep basement. Like these government facilities, they get to hear the screams. It's so much fun to serve Satan. Oh, to have control of a whole government. Oh, the feast they're already having and the feast to come.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.